the feeling is there on this. I'm Laurel Bowman. The thousands of opposition supporters marched through the Belarusian capital of Minsk Sunday, calling for an end to strongman Alexander Lukashenko's rule. This while heavily armed police and troops blocked streets and detained demonstrators. Protesters have now entered a third week since the disputed presidential election on August 9th, in which Lukashenko claimed victory, while opposition rivals Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said she was the true winner. Demonstrations of late are the largest the country has seen since independence from the USSR. Sunday's rally fell on Lukashenko's 66th birthday. He spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin shortly before the protests began, with the Kremlin leader wishing him a happy birthday. The latest rally came amid a harsh crackdown on media freedoms. On Saturday, the Belarusian Foreign Ministry withdrew accreditation for numerous journalists working for international media, including AFP, the BBC, and Radio Liberty, Radio Free Europe, with a government official citing counterterrorism concerns. Sudan's main rebel alliance has agreed on a peace deal with the government aimed at ending 17 years of conflict, official news agency SUNA said Sunday. The Sudan Revolutionary Front, or SRF, inked a peace deal with the government late Saturday. The SRF is an alliance of rebel groups from the western region of Darfur and the southern states of South Kordofan and Blue Nile. A formal signing ceremony is planned for Monday in Juba, the capital of neighboring South Sudan, which has hosted the long-running talks since late 2019. The final agreement covers issues such as security, land ownership, and the return of people who fled their homes due to war. It also provides for the dismantling of rebel forces.